Now, even yet, we've not quite finished this rapid survey of ancient Indian and ancient Buddhist universe. We must come down a little to finish it. In fact, we must come down quite a long way, down to the heaven of the 33, the heaven of Indra. That is to say, 80,000 miles above the summit of Mount Meru. And in the air, at this level, we find the circle of the eight goddesses. That is to say, the goddesses of sensuousness, garlands, song, dance, flowers, incense, lamps, and perfumes. And they occupy positions, these eight goddesses occupy positions in the eight principal directions of space. And all are young and of beautiful appearance, and all of different colors: white, yellow, red, green, and so on. And they all hold in their hands articles corresponding to their natures and their names. Then, immediately outside these goddesses, also suspended in the air, in fixed positions, are the seven precious things, plus the vase of treasure. In other words, the seven most valued possessions of the universal monarch: the precious wheel, the precious gem, precious queen, precious minister, and so on. And then, finally, in the inmost circle, immediately around Mount Meru, are: 1. The sun, with its chariot drawn by 10 horses. 2. The moon, with its chariot drawn by 7 horses. 3. The precious umbrella of sovereignty. 4. The banner of victory. And finally, in the center of it all, in the heaven of Indra, in the palace of Indra, is heaped up the entire treasure of gods and men.